From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Children with disabilities in Alabama can expect to face significant challenges when they return to school later this month, whether that's in person or online. State School Superintendent Eric Mackey remarked recently the issue keeps him up at night. There are more than 96,000 students with special needs across Alabama. Advocates and health experts say the loss of in-person services could have significant consequences for many of them. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
Back in March, when school suddenly went virtual, Marcella Roberts adapted as best as she could.
It's been, I'll use the word interesting.
Roberts and her husband have twin boys starting middle school later this month. One of their sons, Joshua, has Down syndrome. Roberts says the pandemic has created some challenges.
Children with Down syndrome are very sociable, and there is no distancing with them because they love to hug.
But she's been teaching Joshua alternatives, like fist bumps and hand signals, safer greetings for when he's back in school. He attends Hoover City Schools, which will offer in-person classes on a staggered schedule. Roberts wants Joshua to return to school, not only because he loves being around other people, but because he receives services, like speech therapy, that can't be easily replicated at home.
I think Joshua's going to do better in an in-person environment, being there with his instructors and having that one-on-one time.
But not all schools are offering in-person classes. And for some students with special needs, it's too risky. Many have serious underlying health conditions. Nancy Anderson is with the Alabama Disabilities Advocacy Program. She's concerned that online platforms won't meet many kids' needs.
You are going to see a tremendous loss of learning among students with disabilities, some of which I fear will not easily be made up.
Schools are required by law to provide special education services. That includes things like physical and occupational therapy and personalized learning plans. Many educators have acknowledged the challenge of providing these services remotely. They say they're trying to adapt and keep everyone safe. Anderson says parents understand these are unprecedented times, but they also need guidance.
I think it's really important for schools to engage with families, get to the table with them, and talk with them about how their child's needs are going to be met.
Many families are already struggling from the loss of in-person services in recent months. Dr. Justin Schwartz is a behavioral pediatrician at Children's Hospital. Many of his patients have autism or ADHD. He says for some, the pandemic has delayed progress.
The functional skills, the adaptive skills, the kids who are working on toilet training or self-feeding or those things has been much more challenging to work on in a virtual way.
He says this takes a toll on both kids and their families. Some are dealing with other setbacks, like unemployment or their own health issues. Schwartz says the pressure can have a significant impact on everyone's mental health.
There's always the possibility for more behavior issues at home. There's always the possibility for more discord between parents and children, or that, you know, overall family stress is heightened.
Schwartz says for parents who have the option to send their kids back to the classroom, it's a risk-benefit analysis. And that can look different for every family. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.